This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The way we can build self-compassion is by working on our self-talk. So when we notice ourselves saying negative things to ourselves, we stop them and we challenge them. And we counter them with something positive, something compassionate, something kind, something gentle, something loving, right? And don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to your best friend. You know, the Prophet ﷺ actually advised us not to belittle ourselves. So don't be so hard on yourself. And remember, we're all humans and we were all created to make mistakes. We're actually wired that way. The Prophet ﷺ actually said in an authentic hadith, every child of Adam makes mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes, what? Rectify their mistakes. They repent. And so, we were never meant to be perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us like the angels. We were created to make mistakes. Understanding that is a part of self-compassion. And understanding that all humans, including yourself, are not perfect. And that perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That's not something that we can ever achieve. That's not something that Allah even asks us for. Subhanallah. And remembering that you are so loved. You are so valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have a question for you all. Has anybody been to the Kaaba? I know a lot of you have because you're my Hajj buddies. Has anyone ever heard, or could you imagine yourself in front of the Kaaba? Or have you ever heard someone who went to the Kaaba and said, "You're ugly, you're stupid, you're worthless"? No, right? You can't even fathom that. Why? Because the Kaaba is what? So sacred. So beautiful. Look at what the Prophet ﷺ said. Ibn Abbas reports that once the Prophet ﷺ was looking at the Kaaba and he said, "How great are you? How great is your sanctity? Yet the believer has a greater sanctity to Allah than you." SubhanAllah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctified you once, and verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctified the believer three times in this life. Sanctified his life, his wealth, and not to assume anything negative about him. Subhanallah. You're more beloved to Allah than the Kaaba. You're more sacred to Allah than the Kaaba. Right? So if you wouldn't say it to the Kaaba, don't say it to yourself. And every time you think that negative thought, stop yourself and say, "Would I say this to the Kaaba?" Allah does not love that. What can I say that's more loving? I'm a beloved creation to Allah. Allah created me himself. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created my father Adam, out of honor and respect and dignity, he ordered all of his other creations to make sajda. SubhanAllah. And the one that didn't became what? Cursed. So be gentle with yourself. Right? The Prophet ﷺ told Aisha, and you know Aisha was the most beloved person to him. So when I read a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ is speaking to Aisha, I believe that hadith is pretty heavy. Because when you love someone, you tell them what? The most important things, right? And so he said, "Oh Aisha, Allah is gentle and he loves gentleness in everything. And you're a thing. So be gentle with yourself."